One of the hardest parts about being cheated on is how unfathomable it can feel. Not just painful, not just wrong, not just disappointing, but completely unbelievable. Like, you might be able to understand the idea of someone making a mistake, you might understand the idea of forgiving someone, but there's this deeper question underneath all of it. How could you be the type of person who would ever do this in the first place? And I think a lot of people get stuck here, because it's not that your partner hurt you, it's that they did something so far outside of your own moral universe that your brain doesn't even know where to put it. You think, I can never do that to someone. I can never look someone in the eyes, tell them that I love them, build a life with them, and then betray them behind their back. So when someone else does that, especially someone that you loved and trusted, you put your trust in them, you said, I'm banking my character and my life partly on them, it creates this massive gap in your understanding. And most people desperately try to fill that gap. They start researching attachment styles. They start trying to understand childhood trauma. They look into narcissism, avoidant attachment, sex addiction, validation wounds, family dynamics, personality disorders, anything that might finally make it click, even things like this video. And I understand why. If you're someone who's always gotten safety through understanding things, this betrayal is particularly terrifying. Your brain is basically saying, if I can understand how this happened, maybe I can make sure it never happens again. But the painful reality is that you might never get an answer that feels truly, fully satisfying. That doesn't mean there are no reasons. Sometimes there are obvious factors. Maybe they were selfish, maybe they needed validation, maybe they had terrible boundaries, maybe they were conflict avoidant, maybe they had a part of themselves that was deeply broken and underdeveloped. But even when you understand those pieces, it might still not satisfy the deepest part of you, because there is no answer that can make a horrible thing feel okay. There's no explanation that suddenly makes betrayal at this level suddenly normal. And I think this is where people get really, really confused. They think, if I still don't understand it, then I can't move forward. If I still can't make sense of how they could do that, I can't heal. I can't reconcile. I can't date again. I can't trust anyone. But I don't think that healing requires you to make betrayal something that is logically understandable in your own mind. It requires to know what you're looking at now. If you're trying to reconcile, the better question is not, can I fully understand how they're capable of doing this? Better questions are they acting faithfully now? Are they being transparent now? Are they taking full accountability now? Are they repairing the part of themselves that allowed this to happen, even if neither of us are completely sure what that part of themselves fully was? Are they taking steps to build something better? Are they becoming someone safer, more honest, more grounded, and more trustworthy now? And the key word in all of these is now. Because sometimes people look back on the worst things they've ever done, and even they don't fully understand what was going on inside of them. Think of someone who struggled with alcoholism, looks back on the times they were belligerently drunk, destructive, cruel, or out of control. They might understand some of the factors that led them there. They might understand the addiction, the pain, the avoidance, the shame, but they still may not be able to fully explain what was going through their head in some of those exact moments. And I think infidelity can be similar. A person can get to a place of healing, remorse, real change, and still look back and say, I don't fully understand how I let myself become that person. Now, that doesn't mean they get to avoid accountability. This is not me sweeping anything at all under the rug. They need to be able to explain at least the basics. They need to be able to say, this is what was going on. This is where I was weak. This is what I was avoiding. This is what I allowed. This is what I would have and should have done differently. But if you're waiting for an explanation that suddenly makes the inexplicable cruelty suddenly make sense, you'll be waiting forever. Because betrayal does not make sense. It does not make sense to lie to someone who's that close to you. It does not make sense to take someone who you have vowed to love and to protect and to cherish and to respect and then do the exact opposite of all those vows. And if you're moving on and trying to date again, these same principles apply. It's not that you're trying to identify who does or doesn't have this darkness within them, but you're trying to look at just who they are today. And ultimately, you're learning to trust yourself more. You start to look back and ask yourself questions like, well, where did things start to feel off before then? Where did I silence myself instead of placing a boundary or being more direct with them about what I was seeing that was going wrong? Where did I wait until things spiraled out of control and then they eventually did cheat instead of responding when the first signs appeared? Again, this is not your fault, but recognizing the initial signs that were there beforehand and knowing, dating, going into new relationships that you're not going to tolerate the same things again. That's how you can get out of needing to understand everything, needing to understand people perfectly, and just basing your decisions based on what you're seeing day by day. A huge part of healing, regardless of reconciling or moving forward with someone else, is the belief that you can protect yourself in the future. not because you can control another person's choices and not because you can understand them well enough that you can predict what they're going to do, but because you trust yourself to notice when something is wrong and act on it sooner and get out sooner. So if the betrayal still feels unfathomable, unbelievable, something that nobody could ever possibly do in their right mind, I don't think that means that you're failing to heal. I think it means you're trying to force yourself to make something morally disorienting into a framework where everything has to make sense. And some things just don't make sense. Some things can only be grieved, accepted, learned from, and responded to differently moving forward. Healing is not always about understanding. Sometimes healing sounds like getting to a place where you say, I might never fully understand how they were capable of that, but I can understand what I need now. I can understand what safety looks like now. I can understand what accountability looks like now. And I can trust myself to no longer tolerate a relationship where those things are missing.